This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of the message we began yesterday, the ninth message in our series from Jeremiah about children remembering the idolatry of their parents. I don't know about you, but it would disturb me if I thought my children remembered my idolatry. How about you? Let's talk about it as we continue with the text from Jeremiah 17 this morning. Let's read it together as we go through this series. We're in Jeremiah 17 today, 17th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Just one note of explanation. The word Judah refers to what's called the southern kingdom. Israel's divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Judah's the southern kingdom. The capital is Jerusalem. That's the reference to the place called Judah. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point on the tablet of their hearts and on the horns of their altars. Even their children remember their altars and Asherah poles, which were things of idolatry. I'll talk about that in a minute. You know the answer to this question, and I don't know it for you. You don't know it for me. If you could capsulize or describe your life in 3 or 4 words, honestly and truthfully, what words would describe your life? What words would maybe describe your personality? What words would capture what you are in your essence, what you really are? And you know what? I have this theory that most people know what the 3, 4, or 5 words would be. And isn't it interesting that Jeremiah uses this analogy that their sin was so blatant, so in your face, so open. It's like taking an instrument to carve on a tombstone, like at a cemetery, and you carve out a person's name and their date of birth and their date of death. And Jeremiah says, that's what your sin is like. It's engraved on the tablets of your heart. What's engraved on the tablet of your heart in terms of what really matters to you? What's engraved on the tablet of your heart, the things that you value the most, the things that you say, this is the most important thing, and nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Let's bring up verse 1 again. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point on the tablets of their hearts and on the horns of their altars. To have something engraved on your heart means it's permanent. To have something engraved on your heart means it's a part of your life. Have you ever described somebody and say, it's in his DNA, his interest in that sport? It's a part of his psyche to be interested in her hobby that she's in, and it's just a part of them. And Jeremiah says Judah's sin is so much a part of them, it's like an engraving on a stone. But here's the key verse, verse 2. Even their children remember their altars and Asherah poles beside the spreading trees and on the high hills. I said this probably 6, 8 months ago, but children tend to walk in the fears of their parents. Don't raise your hand, but some of you know it's true with you. If you had a mom or dad who was always fearful about money issues, I'd be willing to bet you are too. You had a parent that was always worried about illness, always worried about disease. I have a gut feeling that you probably are too, to a certain extent. You had a parent that was afraid of social situations and afraid to be out in public. You probably walk in those fears too. We tend to walk in the fears of our parents. Not always, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. And secondly, we tend to walk in the faith or lack of faith of our parents.
Well, I don't know if this is resonating with you. My guess it is. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.